Let me explain something here that's really important. You see, Twitter was involved. Facebook was involved. But the fix was placed by the FBI. That's the revelation you have to understand here. The fix was placed in advance by the FBI. Because the FBI, in advance of the release of the story, October the 14th, 2020, went to social media outlets, Twitter, Facebook, others, and said, be ready because there's going to be election interference. I was told in these meetings that the intelligence community expected, this is from Yoel Roth, the former head of security at whatnot at Twitter. I was told in these meetings that the intelligence community expected that individuals associated with the political campaigns would be subject to hacking attacks, and that material obtained through those hacking attacks would be likely disseminated over social media platforms, including Twitter. Roth made that declaration December 21 to the Federal Election Commission. I also learned in these meetings that there were rumors that a hack and leak operation would involve Hunter Biden. That's not true, by the way. That part's dishonest. Yoel Roth did not tell the truth in that point, apparently. Let me give you some more. The FBI also warned Facebook to be on high alert for a dump of Russian propaganda before the 2020 election in terms specific enough that it, quote, fit the pattern of the Post story, so said CEO Mark Zuckerberg. He told Joe Rogan that in August. Facebook also censored the Post ahead of Twitter's throttling of the story in October, pending fact checks that were never conducted. Now hear this. This is your takeaway. This is another one of the big red flags. We talked about it yesterday. We talk about it again today because we hammer home the facts, my friends, the facts. The FBI agent who organized those weekly meetings with Big Tech was Supervisory Special Agent Elvis Chan. Elvis is in the building, and he wants to shut people down. His postgraduate thesis claimed that Russia interfered with the 2016 election to help former President Donald Trump, by the way. There's no evidence of that whatsoever, but that was his postgraduate thesis for Elvis Chan, to believe in a fantasy that didn't exist. And so this guy, now an FBI agent, whose thesis is that Russia interfered in the 2016 election and helped Donald Trump get elected, now here's what he's doing. Chan testified by Zoom Tuesday in a lawsuit against the Biden administration in a deposition that he organized the meetings in San Francisco for as many as seven D.C.-based FBI agents in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. He also organized weekly meetings with Facebook. He is the linchpin of this. The FBI put in the fix. Twitter didn't put in the fix. They were told what the fix was, and they followed suit. So did Facebook. It was your government working against Donald Trump. And doesn't it remind you of what Chuck Schumer said a week or so before Donald Trump was inaugurated for his first term as president? If you mess with the intelligence community, then gets you six ways to Sunday. Remember that? We're going to pull that bite so you can have it to refresh your memory. Meanwhile, Janelle King nails one of the issues of the Twitter revelations in a different way. I think she's spot on. Listen to this.
I think we have to see this for what it is. This is an assault on this country. This cyber insurrection is what I'm calling it, is an assault on this country, and it's borderline treason if you think about what the executives did at Twitter. So when I fast forward to where we are right now and where we are and we look at where we could have been had we allowed everyone to get the proper information and make a decision for themselves, this is the Democratic Party saying that I'm smarter than you, I know better than you, and I'm going to make the decision for you. And that's a problem for me.
Well, I agree with everything she said there, but as every revelation tumbles out, it's Elvis Chan. Elvis Chan is the linchpin here. He's that supervisory special agent for the FBI, telling them that Russian disinformation was going to be dumped on us. The guy that wrote his college thesis on a false narrative that Russia had assisted and interfered in 2016 to help Donald Trump get over the finish line. That was his college thesis. I'd like to know where he went to college. We'll get to that as well. I don't know that answer yet. Meanwhile, John Paul Mac Isaac, the eccentric computer repairman who was smeared as a Russian asset by Democrats and corporate media hacks, and I'm certain the FBI, because he gave the hard drives to the FBI. He was attacked for telling the truth about Hunter Biden and the laptop and what it contains. He feels he's been vindicated now. Listen to this.
I basically was financially ruined by Twitter last year. I tried to save my career because Twitter labeled my actions hacking. I went after them in a defamation suit. I think, though, ultimately, the goal from the opposition was to make sure that Twitter would cut my legs off and make sure that I would never have an opportunity to fight my battles in the court of law again. So, obviously, watching Elon released this material over Friday night was very exciting for me, because what I felt like I knew the whole time was true. And I feel vindicated. I feel I'm grateful for Elon. If he wants free tech support, he's got it.
Yeah, Elon, you want some free tech support? We got it locked up for you right here. John Paul Mac Isaac, eccentric fellow who was destroyed. Who was destroyed by all of this, forced into hiding because of death threats as well. And as it turns out, it was the FBI and a rogue agent behind all of this. One rogue agent at the FBI could have changed the outcome of the 2020 election, that is, 2020 election. Think about that. One person working in the deep state, whatever you want to call it, an unelected bureaucrat in the background, tells social media, publish this, don't publish that, censor this, don't. And of course, there are a lot of them working in coordination, but that particular agent made a huge difference. Now you know the truth. I'll be right back.